on it. All right. Coming up next, we have the host of Talking Games with Tim and Clayton, which is appropriate because last time he told a story, it was about having amorous feelings for a video game character. I won't get into the specifics. Tim Dillon, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah, the last two times I've been on, I've done a monologue for the Nerdlogs. I've talked about falling in love with a nerd girl. And we'll just say it, masturbating to a video game. So anyways, today I thought I'd do a 180. We're talking about first times. I thought I'd talk about, in my own nerdy way, the one and only time I got drunk and ran away from the cops. So... a little backstory. I was kind of straight edge in high school, which surprises no one. people are making straight edge signs with their hands. Anyways, there was a DARE essay contest in my high school, and I got third place. I got to choose between a backpack and a kickball. I picked the kickball, and I think I regret that, looking back on it. But there was a contest, not really, I guess sort of a pact with our guidance counselor that if you abstained from alcohol or drugs all throughout high school, they would buy you a steak lunch at Timber Lodge Steakhouse. So I was one of the like 20 kids out of my massive class that did this. And partway through the lunch, I realized this was a waste. Here's why. I thought when we'd get there, it'd be like a goddamn feast. We had a select menu we could order from for the reward steak lunch. So the summer after senior year, I kind of was like, I just want to get drunk and party. And I wound up at this party of what you'd call cool kids. And I wasn't one of those at the time. I'm not now. Come on. None of us are. But I was at, Ryan Fritzy's house, and he was like a bad kid from the other side of the tracks, and I was just drunk off, I think, honest to God, like white wine spritzer, and just like a full bottle of like white wine spritzer, and, this beautiful girl, Johanna Eklund, in my class said, do you want to, smoke weed with us? And Johanna is not only beautiful, nowadays she's a cancer researcher, which seems unfair. Like, you shouldn't be able to be gorgeous and defeat cancer. Like, that's just, that's... But I said yes, because she was very attractive, and so we went out there, and these very pretty girls from my class were passing around marijuana, and this light shines across her face, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, someone's playing a prank. I turn around and there's a cop just shining a light in all of their faces. And he says, can I have that? Asking for the piece they were smoking from. And he immediately starts taking the girls' names and starts pounding on the door. And the guys inside have already locked the door and won't let the cop in. So I have no idea. I have no clue why I thought of this or why I had the bravery to do this. Because I wouldn't have it nowadays. But I said, excuse me, officer. I know there's a back door. Do you want me to check there? And this cop must have been right out of, I don't know, cop classes or whatever. Went, yes, could you please do that for me? As if he was deputizing me or something. I don't know. So I ran around the side of the house and I knock on the door and I'm like, none of these cops are looking at me at this point in time. And I just bolt. And I'm, by the way, I'm like, overweight high school Tim Dunn at this point, so bolting is a relative term. But I'm running through the streets of St. Anthony, Minnesota, and I stop, and this is before I became an atheist, I stop and I pray to God. And I say, God, if you just let me not get arrested tonight, I won't drink until I get to college. I wasn't saying ever, I just said until I get to college, which was 3 weeks from this point. So I don't get caught, and the next day, this has sort of slipped my mind. My father was taking me on a trip to do 36 holes of golf, and I was absolutely hungover. If none of you have played 36 holes of golf, it should be used as torture for people. No one should be out in the sun that long. And I was just hungover the entire time. And there came a point where, because we were with another father and a friend of mine, and he said, well, let's compete. And I'm terrible at golf. So there was some combination of being hungover and disappointing my father at golf that just led me to throw up on this golf course. Which apparently is a huge deal. And I did not know. And we get back to the place where we were staying, and my father was like, "Were you drinking last night?" And he was like, "Yes, Dad." And telling them about this story tonight, I swear to God, I thought I had told them that I ran away from the cops, and I informed them tonight. And my father said, "But you were such a good kid in high school." So, ladies and gentlemen, don't run from the cops. And never play 36 holes of golf. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tim. So, you told your dad tonight, like,
oh,
this
yeah,
night
he had
that you...
no idea. He had no idea I ran from the cops.
That's tremendous.
Oh, my God.